Secretary of State John Kerry, with Palestinian Chief Negotiator Saeb Erekat and Israeli Justice Minister Tzipi Livni, said the goal is to reach a final status agreement during the next 9 months.
We all understand the goal that we're working towards. Two states living side by side in peace and security, two states because two proud peoples each deserve a country to call their own.
Kerry said all final status issues are up for negotiation, which would include security, borders, refugees, and the status of Jerusalem. The parties have agreed to what Kerry called sustained, continuous, and substantive negotiations on the issues, and will meet within the next 2 weeks in Israel or the Palestinian territories. Talks fell apart 3 years ago over Israeli settlement building. Palestinian negotiator Erekat said Palestinians have the most to gain from an agreement.
I'm delighted that all final status issues are on the table and will be resolved without any exceptions. And it's time for the Palestinian people to have an independent, sovereign state of their own.
Israel's security is critical, said Justice Minister Livni.
We came here today from a troubled and changing region. We are hopeful, but we cannot be naive. We cannot afford it in our region.
The U.S. stands to gain if it can help increase stability in the Middle East, says Lucy Kurtzer-Ellenbogen of the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington.
You look around at the region, which is in turmoil. There's a lot of uncertainty. And the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is one area, ironically, because people have always seen it as the ultimate intractable conflict, but this is one area where the U.S. still does have influence with both of the parties.
President Obama traveled to Israel in March, a trip that is credited with helping to renew direct talks between the Israelis and Palestinians. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, the State Department. I would like to see that.